This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Monday, October 19th, 2009. Now, I know I podcasted last week, but I have a couple things I want to tell you. First of all, somebody requested that I talk about The Weeknd. And I thought that was one of the most boring podcasts I ever do when I talk about The Weeknd. But I think I will. So, this weekend I went to the boyfriend's house on Friday evening. Well, Friday, late Friday afternoon, because I was off because of my physical that I went to, and I'm going to talk about that later. But went to the boyfriend's house, got there about 4, then we went to our favorite wine shop slash liquor store, Pearson's, to do a wine tasting. And after that, we came home, and the boyfriend made dinner. He made chicken and rice, so we had that for dinner, with a nice viognier, and that was very delicious. Then after dinner, we sat on the couch and caught up and chit-chatted, because we, you know, that's what we like to do on Fridays, is catch up with each other and find out what went on during your week, and how was work, and of course, I was telling the boyfriend all about the physical that I had with the doctor, so, oops, oh, fuck, I just dropped it. Sorry. I just dropped the iPod Nano. I have to be careful. Well, because currently I have it plugged in. Excuse me, I'm sounding like Big Fatty. So sorry. So anyway, so yeah, that's what we did Friday night. And then Saturday, we got to sleep really late because we didn't have any place to go. The boyfriend didn't have any pets to do, and we didn't have any wineries to go to, and it was a rainy, nasty day. So we snuggled in bed until probably, I don't know, 9 o'clock, and then we got up and had breakfast, and then I made the boyfriend go back to bed, and we snuggled some more until, like, noon. Maybe it was 11:30. And then we decided to get up and get moving, and we took our showers and got dressed, and then we went to the, I'm trying to think of the name. It's called Johnson's Nursery. A nursery. Went to Johnson's Nursery to get some pumpkin stuff, some decoration stuff, and some potting soil and some stuff for the boyfriend, because he was repotting some plants, and we also wanted to get some, like, gourds and stuff to decorate our houses with for the holidays, for the fall holidays, I should say. So we went there, and there was not very many people there. Usually that place is really jam-packed, but there was barely anybody there. So we got our things we needed. I bought some gourds. And you saw the picture on the website that I bought a bunch of gourds and a pretty mum that I bought, and I decorated my house with that. And the boyfriend got some of the same things. He bought really two big mums. Ooh, excuse me. That's for Big Fatty. He bought two mums, indoor mums, and a bunch of gourds and decorated his house. But he already had a bunch of fall stuff, and, well, so do I, too, but we were just adding to it. So, yeah. Ooh, I just pooped again. Excuse me. So after that, we came home, and the boyfriend spent some time repotting his plants, and I was watching TV, and I did not fall asleep. And then I think we have some afternoon snuggles? I don't remember, to tell you the truth. Yeah, maybe we did. I don't remember. Anyway, that evening we went out to dinner to Chef Jeff's, which is a nice restaurant. We enjoyed going there, and the boyfriend treated me to dinner. It was just right up the street from where he lives, and unfortunately it was raining, so I had carried my umbrella, and we just walked up there because it's not that far. And then when we came back, we were going to, I forgot to take a movie to the boyfriend's house, so we were going to watch what he had on Netflix, but it turns out the movie that he got was actually a movie from 1992. It was a documentary about Noam Chomsky, and Noam Chomsky, I don't know how to say his name. Sounds like Daniel Brewer. Anyway. But anyway, the boyfriend decided he didn't really want to watch that, so we just put the Netflix back in the mail. So we watched TV and flipped around the channels, and I found this Kennedy thing on the History Channel, so we ended up watching that for a while. And then by like 10 o'clock, I was like falling asleep, and I was dead tired. I don't know why I was tired, but we went ahead and went to bed. So again, we were doing a lot of snuggling and sleeping. And Sunday morning, we did get up at a decent hour. I think it was 8:30, maybe. Yeah, or maybe it was closer to 9. Either way, we got up and boyfriend made breakfast. And then he went to church, and I took my shower and got dressed and everything. And then when he came back, what did we do when he came back? Oh, we went for a walk. That's right. We went for a walk all around his neighborhood, and I picked up a bunch of fall leaves because I am loving the fall leaves, as you know, and because I want to take them to school to show my kids. So we did a walk around, and then when we came back, we sat on the couch and watched some TV and did some snuggling just on the couch. And then it was time for me to go home, and that was the weekend. And I came home and did all my stuff, laundry and all that kind of stuff. So that was the weekend. Now, I mentioned, of course, I've been telling you all last week that I went to the doctor for a physical on Friday. And I don't know how much I really want to tell you, but I did have some results that were surprising and a little made me worry a little bit, but I'm going to find out for sure. To start with, as you may remember, I've been keeping track of my blood pressure since August, when I went to see the doctor in August to get the Wellbutrin to stop smoking. She thought my blood pressure was a little high, so she asked me to keep track of my blood pressure and to come back and visit her for my physical. So I've been keeping track of this blood pressure, and I've been taking it every day, regularly every day. And I've been sitting down for 15 minutes to relax and calm down. So if you're supposed to sit for 15 minutes, no eating or drinking or movement, just relax. And then I take my blood pressure. Well, it was kind of high. It's been around the between 130s and 140s, and the lower number is in the 80s to 90s. So I showed her my printout, and she's looking at it, and she's like, you know, this really isn't that great. And when I actually got to the physical on Friday, my blood pressure was 155 over 97. It was outrageous. But see, I told her that I have the white coat syndrome, where my blood pressure gets high when I go to the doctor. Well, she wasn't buying that after seeing my list of blood pressures. So the first thing is that she's now put me on blood pressure medication, which, after talking with her about family history of high blood pressure, my mother has high blood pressure, and I have two brothers who are also on high blood pressure medication. So she wasn't too shocked about that. Since I have a family history of it, you know, that's one thing. Then I asked her about, I've had this issue for a while. I talked about it at one time on the podcast where every once in a while I will get these egg burps, and then I have some diarrhea a little later. Well, I just had one of those episodes, and I was telling her about this and explaining to her all the details, what I eat and where the pain is and what happens and all this stuff. Well, she doesn't really know exactly what it is, but because I have this pain under my right rib bone, just below my right rib bone, she thinks it might have something to do with my gallbladder. So I've made an appointment to go for an ultrasound of my gallbladder to see if I have gallstones. And if I have them, I don't know what happens then, whether I have a medication or if they remove my gallbladder. I don't know. So that's up in the air. And now here's probably the most serious issue to come out of this physical. When I first went into the physical, a nurse was taking all my, you know, vitals, temperature, blood pressure, pulse, and then she hooked me up to an EKG, and that gave me an EKG. And then, so after the doctor did, we talked about the blood pressure, she did all of her exam, looked at my ears, eyes, nose, you know, she even gave me the finger up the butt and touched my testicles, and she did all that stuff. Then she starts looking at the information that was gathered at the beginning of the thing, and she looks at the EKG printout, the waveform printout thing. And she, while I was getting back dressed, she went out and I guess she talked to another doctor or got a consultation. I don't know what, but she came back in and she said, she goes, your EKG wave has the same wave as somebody who has had a heart attack. And of course, I about had a heart attack right there in the office because I'm like, what? And she said, well, this waveform is very indicative of somebody who has had a heart attack. Now, she was asking me all these questions. Do you remember feeling like you had chest pains or any discomfort in your chest and all that stuff. And I'm like, I don't remember anything like that. And she said, well, there are things called silent heart attacks where people don't even know that they're having a heart attack, but yet they do. So she, taking into account my high cholesterol and my high blood pressure and the fact that I'm so fat, well, actually, I've only gained 6 pounds in 5 years, but I am up to 221 pounds, so I am way overweight. I'm about between 30 and 40 pounds overweight, she said. Anyway, taking all those things into consideration, she said, I definitely want you to go on the blood pressure medication, and I would like you to go for an echocardiogram, which is the picture of the heart, because she said, if you had a heart attack, the picture of the heart will show some kind of muscle damage at some point or someplace on your heart, and we'll be able to tell, oh, got an email, you'll be able to tell if you have had a heart attack, and once we find that out, we will, determine what to do after that. But in the meantime, let's start working on your weight and stay on the blood pressure medication and stuff like that. So that was Friday. So since Friday, today's Monday night, I have lost 1 pound, so I'm down 1 pound, which is good. And she wants me to eat 1,800 to 2,000 calories a day. So today I was really good. I didn't eat any junk. I ate a bowl of Cheerios for breakfast, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for lunch, and an apple. And when I got home tonight, I had a chicken breast, a plain chicken breast, no skin, and I grilled it with just some spices. And that's all I've had today. So that's really good. If I can keep up this kind of diet, I will hopefully lose more weight, which is what I'm hoping to. Anyway, okay, the point of this is that I called this afternoon to get my appointment for the echocardiogram, and I have an appointment on Thursday. So hopefully Thursday I will find, well, I don't know, see, I don't know if this is just, they will just do the echocardiogram, or do I get to find out right then and there what the results are? This is what I don't know. But anyway, I have the echocardiogram on Thursday, and of course I will report anything if I find it. Find out. Hopefully my doctor will maybe get the results right away and let me know. So anyway, that's what's going on with me. Now I have some voicemails, and this first voicemail is from Ramble Redhead. So let's listen to this.
Hey, Archer. This is Ramble. Just wanted to give you a call. I'm listening to your show as I'm having major not wanting to go to sleep. That's going on, and so I thought I'd call. And are you still listening to me? Anyway, hope you're doing good, and so congrats again on your not smoking for 8 weeks. That is awesome. And hope your dad gets better soon. Okay? And say hi to the boyfriend. Bye-bye.
Okay, so that was from Ramble. And as you heard, his major concern was whether or not I am listening to his podcast. Well, Ramble Breadhead, I will be absolutely honest with you. I am not listening to your podcast. However, I am downloading it. And when I find a topic that is interesting to me or something that I am interested in listening to, I do listen to it. So I am still in contact, but I am still keeping track of your podcast. And when I see the information of something that might interest me, then I do listen to it. So I guess in a way, yes, I'm still listening, just not to every single episode, which I don't think is that bad. So anyway, thank you, Ramble, for calling in. I appreciate it. Next up, I have a phone call from Victor in Atlanta. Now, I think this is the first time Victor has called. I'm not really sure, so let's listen to this call from Victor.
Hey, Arthur. This is Victor from Atlanta, and on behalf of your hundreds, if not thousands, of other podcast listeners, I wanted to let you know that we are disappointed you're not doing your daily shows. We miss them, but I really would like to ask, could you at least do a weekly show, maybe on Monday or Sunday evening, where you give us the boyfriend weekend rundown? That was always my favorite part of Archer Radio, was hearing about all the fun stuff y'all did, and even if it was just meeting your mom after she went to the commissary, that's the kind of stuff we miss. So keep up the good work, and glad to hear you on the podcast twice in the last week. Maybe that'll be more stuff coming. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, Victor, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate your message. Now, Victor, you are actually the reason I'm doing a podcast tonight, because you asked for the weekend wrap-up shows when I talk about going to the boyfriends and stuff, and there you go. I did that just for you. And I think that's actually a good idea. At least one of these a week should be about what happened on the weekend. Whether I do it on Sunday or Monday night, doesn't really matter. So, Victor, that's for you. I hope you enjoyed that, and I'll try to keep them up. Next one, I have a call from Daryl in Atlanta. Now, before I play his call, see if Daryl and Victor sound alike, because I thought they sounded awfully alike. So listen to Daryl's call.
Good morning, Archer. This is Daryl in Atlanta. To be honest with you, I didn't listen to the single podcast or solo, but I love the group shows. I don't listen to anybody's singles. If they're talking to somebody else, I will. I really enjoy you and miss you. Take care. Bye. Oh, yeah, it's cold as hell in Atlanta today, too.
Thank you for the call, Daryl. Now, Daryl, I think you sound very much like Victor. I wonder, and you both are from Atlanta, I wonder if you, one, are the same person, or two, your partners, and one of you likes to listen to the group shows, and one of you likes to listen to the wrap-up shows, on the or the weekend wrap-up shows. So, thank you for the message. I appreciate the kind words about the podcast. I'm glad you enjoy it. Although I won't be doing a group show, though I did a group show with Arthur last Thursday. I joined the group show on, was it Thursday or Wednesday? Shit, now I don't even remember. I think it was Thursday. Anyway, I was on Arthur's group show. So that's about the extent of my group shows that I'll be doing, because I don't want to get all my equipment out, and I just don't want to do that anymore. So, yeah. But anyway, Daryl, I appreciate the comments and the fact that you like my show. So, well, that's all I have, boys and girls. I may record a podcast on Thursday night after I have my echocardiogram and find out what that's about. So I don't know if I'll get any information, but I still think I'll record a podcast then. So that's all for today, boys and girls. I hope you had a great Monday. So until next time, bye. I should run.